done with a massive gas myself.
Oh, you did? Really good. Those are the greatest pleasures in life, hobbling and taking them massive gases.
I know. I can't decide which is better. I think the former is better, though, but hey.
Well, you know, there's an old expression. One of the most overrated things in life is good sex, and one of the most underrated things is a good constitutional.
Hey, buddy, you know what someone told me?
What?
Someone told me you see a shrink every week. Is that true?
Hey.
I know it might be a little personal, huh?
Well, I don't mind talking about it. It's not my idea. The contract I signed at DC 101, one of the stipulations is that I do see a shrink once a week. And I don't have to do anything. I can just sit there in the room and stare at the wall if I want. But they put it in the contract because the station feels that I'm a borderline whack. I mean, you know, obviously they wouldn't have me on the air if they couldn't trust me to be responsible. However, they do have this feeling that, you know, it was a big brouhaha when they first wanted to put that in the contract. I mean, they had the psychiatrist there in the front office, and they were talking, and the psychiatrist was saying, well, you know, I don't really know. It's kind of a waste of the station's money, actually. If you want to have him come see me just every week as a contractual stipulation, I mean, the guy's a broadcaster. He's been in the radio business for 17 years. I mean, do we really need to have him come to my office and me to psychologically evaluate the guy once a week? And the station would say, well, he's a nice guy, but I mean, let's face it, what goes on in that head of his? I mean, you know, the things he comes up with, the things he does, obviously, while he is in control of himself in a marketable way, do you think that maybe there are some undercurrents of, latent, bizarre, you know, possibly dangerous tendencies he may have that we feel if we put it in the contract that he sees you once a week, we'll pay for it, but he just goes to see you so we can kind of monitor where the guy's head is at? I mean, admittedly, he's a broadcaster, but I mean, he could, you know, maybe he needs help. And the psychiatrist, I said, I find that very, I think he's just he's a wacky guy, but he's just a normally creative guy. And they normally are a little off, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily need psychiatric evaluation on a weekly basis. And the boss man said, Grace, could you step in here a second? He said, well, maybe you meet the guy and you decide. And the psychiatrist says, okay, I'll talk to him. And the boss man said, Grace, we were thinking of putting in the contract. It won't take away any of your money. There's nothing in small print. But we would like to pay for it, our expense, once a week at your convenience. You will go to this psychiatrist here, and he will talk. I said, psychiatrist? Wait a minute here. And I looked at the psychiatrist with a look that's there. Psychiatrist, you're saying I'm nuts? What did you say? You said, they said, well, Grease, what did I say? Today? You are saying I'm nuts, aren't you? You say that, I said, Excuse me, you say that I'm nuts, I need psychiatric evaluation, why? What possible reason do you have? Just because I shriek, just because I'm a wacky kind of guy, just because I say, help me, or is it because I come in there and I have the audacity to talk about the things, the real things that happen in life, because I talk about a massive gas and far from passive mold, crunch and boil, much and constitutional, I got so mad, I looked at that psychiatrist and I said, I mean, I got right in that man's face, and I said to him, the psychiatrist gazed over at the boss man and said, schedule him for Wednesday at 11:30.